This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
Hi dear, you're listening to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0 Tuina Reo Te Hapore. And also on Raglan Community Radio, Aero FM, Otago Access Radio, and Radio Kidnappers. I'm your host, Haisa, and today we're going to be discussing the topic of how to talk to someone if you're worried about them. This came recently in one of the New Zealand Mental Health Foundation newsletters, and I think it's a very important topic, and it has some amazing tips. Now, stick around for that. But first, a shout out to our sponsor, Progress to Health.
Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that, we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoro and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
You won't miss out on Progress to Health's details. I'll play their ad again at the end of the show. So stick around and you can grab their contact info if it feels right for you or someone you know. Okay, let's get into this topic. So I'll be reading this article that came in the last Mental Health Foundation newsletter, which is titled, How to Talk to Someone You're Worried About. When you want to have a conversation about mental health, it can feel hard to know where to start. Remember that no special skills are required to talk about mental health. You just need to be empathetic and willing to listen. This guide also includes our tips for opening up about your own mental health. So here it first says, number one, check in with yourself first. Am I in the right headspace to have a conversation that may be upsetting? Am I able to genuinely listen? Can I give as much time as needed? Am I the right person to have this conversation? Yeah, it's very, very important to check in with yourself, because if you're about to open a can of worms with a difficult topic conversation with someone, you want to know that you can handle it yourself and that you can handle supporting whoever you're supporting. So check in with yourself first. It's a very, very important thing. Number two, choose an appropriate time and place to talk. You should try to have this conversation somewhere you both feel comfortable. Make sure you have a good amount of time available to talk so the conversation isn't rushed. Number three, ask directly and appropriately. You can start the conversation naturally. You may do this by asking, what have been happening to you lately? How's life? 4. Listen, non-judgmentally and understand their perspective. The most important part of this conversation is to listen. If they get upset or angry, try to be calm and make sure they know you're hearing them. Number 5. Reassure them. They've done something brave by opening up about their feelings. Reassure them that they've done the right thing and that you're here to support them. Now, reassurance and validation is possibly one of the most important thing. People are so tired of being judged and anxious and living in fear every day. It's a really amazing change when you have someone you trust just reassuring you and validating that whatever you're going through is actually challenging and hard. And yes, they can understand that, you know, you may not be feeling at your best. Number 6, discuss how you can support them. The person you're concerned about may already know what support they need, or they may want your help to work it out. You could ask, what can we change to make life easier for you? Here's the important thing. You know, a lot of people, to be honest, I don't think have thought about how they would like to be supported. And usually it's important to know that we support others in the way that we believe we like to be supported. So I don't know if this makes sense, but if I'm helping someone, I would usually do all the things that I find it's helpful to myself. So it's important to note that sometimes your way may not be the best way for that person at that moment. So having this conversation about how the person needs to be supported, and it may be that person needs more than one person to support them in different ways. Like, yes, sometimes it takes a village, and yes, sometimes it's important to have people in different levels of your life doing different things to support you. So discussing it with the person you're concerned about, how they want to be supported and how can you support them in that moment, very, very important. How can you change things around to make their life easier? Number 7, encourage them to be open with other trusted people in their lives. Supporting someone who is struggling with their mental health shouldn't be all on one person. The more trusted people in their life that can offer help, the better. So yeah, that was carrying on from what I just said before. Sometimes it takes a team or a village to support people. I can say in my personal life, I have a number of friends that are invaluable in supporting me with my emotions. My husband, it's amazing support when it comes to practical things and being very objective, but not the most help when I'm very emotional and I just need to cry or express how I'm feeling. But he understands that I need my friends, and I have 3 or 4 friends that it's in my trusting circle, and they know that I will contact them if I need to talk, and they will listen, and they know me really, really well. And I know I can just be vulnerable with them and share anything. And I'm so grateful that I have this very, very trusting friends in my life. Number 8, help them to access support if needed. So there are a number of services around that are amazing at supporting people in need. At the end of the show, when we play the support lines, that's a great way to a great place to start. There is also Progress to Health, where I currently work, which is a great organization to help people through challenging times. Number 9, clarify next steps before the conversation ends. check in with the person about either they got plans that day or will have company. Make sure that you know any actions you both need to do. Now, this is the summary of that just came through the newsletter. But now I'm now going to read the actual guide that you can click on the link through the Mental Health Foundation of New Zealand Online, and there is some more details. A guide to starting a conversation about mental health. When you want to have a conversation about mental health, it can feel hard to know where to start. Either you're wanting to share how you're feeling or check in with someone that you're worried about. It's okay to feel nervous. These are our top tips to starting the conversation. If you want to talk about how you're feeling, it is a courageous first step to talk to someone when you've been having a hard time with your mental health. You should feel proud of yourself for reaching out. So number one, prepare for the conversation. It could help to write down how you've been feeling. If you're having trouble explaining it, you might find information online about what you're experiencing that could show to the person you want to talk to. There is information about lots of different mental health experiences on the Mental Health Foundation website. Again, choose an appropriate time and place to talk. You should try to have this conversation somewhere you both feel comfortable. You may have your talk in a cafe, at home, on a walk, or on a drive. Make sure you have a good amount of time available to talk, so the conversation isn't rushed. I like to share that a while ago, when I first got to New Zealand, and I realized that people basically say, "Hey, how are you?" as a way just to say a greeting. It's not like most people are not interested to know how you're doing. So I used to always say to people when they said, "Oh, hey, how are you?" I would say, "Would you like me to be nice or honest?" And if they would say, "Oh, just be nice," I would say, "Yeah, I'm fine," and carry on with my day. But if the person said, "Please be honest," that would be an opening to say how I was actually feeling and have a conversation about that. So that's one tip from me. Check in with the person you want to speak to. Before you start, it may help to ask them if they are okay to talk about this. You could say something like, "There is something I'm struggling with that I'd like to talk to you about. Is that okay?" Checking to make sure that the person's in the right headspace and feels comfortable to discuss how you're feeling. You know, we're all going through so much every day, all the time. You know, it's very good to find out if the person you're willing to talk to is in the right headspace for it, if they have time, energy, space for it, because it could affect them as well. Explain how you've been feeling. It may feel hard to express how you're feeling, especially if it's not usually something you talk about. Try to be as clear as you can about what you're feeling. It's okay if you get upset or cry when talking about it. It's a brave thing to do. So yes, it can be really hard to open up and be vulnerable if it's something that you're not used to doing it. But it is quite brave to open up and being vulnerable with someone you actually trust. You actually can make the relationship a bit stronger once you open up to a different layer of conversation. It's a trusting moment for both parties involved. And I truly believe that being involved in those challenging moments can be a real moment, an opportunity for growth for both the listener and the talker, the speaker. Every challenging moment in life can also be a moment of opportunity if we see it that way. Could be an opportunity to grow, could be an opportunity to learn together, could be an opportunity to deepen this relationship. Work out next steps. When you've discussed what's going on for you, it's helpful to clarify how you'd like this person to help you, if at all. It's okay if you just wanted to talk and be heard. If you want support, you may ask them to help you contact a helpline or your GP. You may want them to just check in on you more often. You may want them to provide practical support, like cooking for you. Try to work out what feels helpful for you and achievable for them. You can also take this opportunity to thank the person for listening to you and being supportive. Tip: if the conversation doesn't go how you hoped it would, that's okay. Some people may feel scared to talk about mental health or may not know what to say. It's worth trying to talk to another person you trust until you get the support you need. So yeah, very important to have this conversation about where to go from this conversation, from this discussion. And it is a valid thing to just want to have someone to talk to feel heard and validated and supported. You may not need your friend or your person, your trusted person, to do any actions after this conversation. But you may need some help. You know, you may need that person to just check in with you a bit more often while you're going through this challenging time. You may need practical help. It may be to, you know, if there is a difficult thing going at work that is affecting your mental health, you may ask this person to be your support person in a meeting at work. Or it may be that you don't want to go to your doctor's appointment on your own and you need a support person. Or you may need more practical support, like, you know, cooking or doing your groceries for you, or just, you know, giving practical advice on how to get out of this challenging situation. Now, the next few tips, it's about if you are the one worried about someone else, you can remind them that mental health challenges are more common than people think, and that they can affect anyone at any time. There is nothing to feel ashamed of. Don't overpromise if you agree to offer support. You must do your best to follow through. Try not to commit to anything that you think will be hard for you to do. So yeah, it's the important thing when you're supporting someone and is going through something hard is to, you know, not overpromise. If you can't do something for that person, be honest about it, but say, hey, I may not be able to do that right now, but this is how I can support you, or I can support you to find someone that may be able to do the thing you need right now. And that's okay. It's so important for both parties to have safe and positive boundaries in place, so this relationship can grow in a positive way and not affect either you in a negative way. It's okay if sometimes a friend of yours or a relationship of yours to say that they are not feeling they can be the support for you right now, or that they can even hear some challenging things at the moment because they are going through something hard themselves. And I really, truly believe that, you know, someone in your life that is courageous enough to be able to say no because they are not in the right frame of mind, not in the right space for it. I totally honor that if someone in my life says that. Very long time ago, I had a friend at university that I supported for a long time. They had a lot of complex mental health needs and physical needs as well. And one day, quite late, I get this message from this friend asking me to please leave everything behind and go support them. And I was going through a hard time myself, you know, on my last semester at university and working full time. I was heading into extreme burnout. My whole health and mental health were suffering. And I very kindly and very honestly said to her, unfortunately, I'm not well enough to do this right now because I need to look after myself. Unfortunately, that friend didn't receive that in a good way, and actually never spoke to me again. But I've often think about, you know, if I had said yes and not put a boundary in place, how that would have had affected me. I may have been unwell to the point of not being able to graduate from my course, or not being well enough to go to work and pay my bills the next day. So I actually stand by the fact that I was, you know, just trying my best, and I expected my friend at that time to, you know, be supportive of me as well and understanding. But yeah, sometimes a conversation can make all the difference. I'm about to play a list of support lines. Grab a pen and paper so you can jot them down and have them ready if you ever need them for yourself or someone you're supporting.
So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called, so need to talk. 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and this service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text. 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team, they're part of the community mental health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to, they're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening. You're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508 828 865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now, this is a Gay and Lesbian Outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people, who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. Outline, their number is 0800 688 5463.
I hope the tips are read out and shared. That came from the New Zealand Mental Health Foundation newsletter. How to talk to someone you're worried about, or how to talk to someone if you need support yourself, has been helpful to you. But from us here today, take care, and I'll catch you next week on the Fighting Stigma Show, right here on Free FM 89.0.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.